Moncrief on News Talk.
Tom Dunn with you, standing in for Sean today. Now, I know the nation is still on cloud nine after Troy Parrott's hat-trick against Hungary in the dying seconds yesterday, getting the Republic into the playoffs. Afterwards, the young Troy expressed, well, he was very emotional in the interview with Tony O'Donoghue. And this got us talking. Is it good for young men to cry? We're joined by Henry Keane discussing this further. Henry.
Yeah, Tom, you're right. I mean, so many young men out there, not everyone can show emotion. And for Troy to do that interview, you know, at pre-match, straight after that match to RTE Sports, here is a clip of it.
How did you keep your cool, though? I mean, you must have been so nervous.
Look, I don't know. I'd rather have that pressure on me and whatever happens will happen than to put on somebody else and leave it out of my hands. I'd rather it be in my hands. I can't believe it. I really can't believe it.
Well, the second goal, I mean, striker's instinct. That's what it's all about. It's what you've been practicing all your life.
Yeah, this is why we love football, because things like this can happen. Look, Tony, I love where I'm from. So this means the world to me. My family's here.
I saw you go over to them. It's a beautiful moment.
Yeah, this is the first time I've cried in years as well. I really can't believe it.
First time he's cried in years. I have to admit, I shed a tear myself there during that.
You did.
I did. I was just so blown away. I think football, there's nothing like it in this country. We love our other sports, but God, when the football came as well.
I would agree. I mean, nothing is quite like it. For example, it brings the nation together. I think the whole country stopped at that very moment.
That's gone into the list of things that I will never forget. Like where I was during the penalty shootout against Romania, Dublin Airport. Various things.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, yeah.
And yesterday, that on my own on the couch.
Oh, it was a reeling in the ears. Yes.
Ever.
I like that. I was at home with my son. And
have you cried? Have you?
I shook him, but you know, it was all fine. I got that excited. Yeah, I kind of cried a little bit. Not that. I was just so excited by that. But my son started singing a few weeks ago, and I just started crying. It just caught me. Yeah. It just completely
I think your
caught
children
me out.
Do have a special power to kind of, you know, get you.
Oh, they will. They know how to tug. They know how to tug at your heartstrings. And, you know, this brings us on to you, Tom. You were speaking to Brendan Courtney about the struggles and joys of becoming a parent on a TV show, which is available on the RT Player. Basically, it's Keys to My Life.
You buy this house in 99.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you're trying to have a family.
Yeah. There was a torturous path to that.
Was there?
Yeah, there was. IVF and Lewis Thomas, and he really wondered, is this ever going to happen?
Yeah. It's a hard road.
Yeah, we were just getting knocked back, it seemed, a lot. Sorry.
No. This is obviously very important to you.
Yeah.
And becoming a father was obviously very important to you.
Yeah. It goes so easy for so many people and is so difficult for so many other people.
Some others, yes.
So when we became pregnant, that was like the greatest day ever.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
We stuck at it and got our reward.
And now she's 18?
She is. Now she's a new CD. Yeah, you had to say that to me, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm sorry to tug at your heartstrings. I mean, hearing that now, I mean, I can actually see a little bit of a tear
emotional.
In your eye.
It is emotional. It is very emotional. It meant an awful lot. And I have to say, I didn't see that one coming. But when I was doing the show, I expected that it would be bringing you down the path to your parents and stuff like that.
Yes.
So obviously, you're no longer with us. I thought that would get me.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
It was something else.
I didn't see it coming.
Yeah. The tears can come at, you know, the strangest of times when you least expect it. And on that, you know, I got to visit Troy Parrott's homestead today, and the celebrations last night were huge tears of joy. Here are locals in Dublin One.
We're here in Portland Row, the home of Troy Parrott. When was the last time that you shed a tear or got emotional?
Oh, a funeral would have been, yeah. Yeah, but it was brilliant. That was brilliant. It was great for the country. Brilliant. Fantastic. It was great to see him scolding.
And did you cry when that third goal went in?
Well, it was very emotive. Especially, I know the young fella, I know his grandmother, I only live a few doors down, you know.
So you're a neighbour?
Yeah, neighbour, yeah. Brilliant, fantastic. The two goals the night and then three last night. You know what I mean? It's brilliant, really brilliant. It's great for the country. It was a lift, you know.
And is it all right for a young man to cry? Even a man your age, even though, the best possible way, you're about 60?
Yeah, there's no harm, no harm was done in it. He was solid treated, you know. Brilliant.
So you think it's healthy?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to be two goals down and then come back and win 3-2 and score the three of them at that, you know, fantastic.
Yeah, it is very good to see a man cry. There's no shame in that.
And why for years did we hide it? Why did we bottle up
our
emotions?
Because men is more superior. You know what I mean?
Come on, the toy power.
How could I put it?
Macho.
They just macho. They don't like to show their emotional side. I'm saying
why?
Right.
Why do they?
I don't know. Like, women can show their emotional side.
And when a man is upset, he gets angry.
They get angry, and that's where they lash out. Some people don't understand.
And when a lady gets upset, she cries, and you think that's more
natural?
Yeah,
but sometimes if I get upset, I'd punch first, then cry.
You punch first?
Yeah.
And then you cry?
Yeah. But it doesn't mean to say, like, I'm bad. It's just that if you're not listening, and I'm trying to explain myself, I just lose the
rag. Lash out, so I better listen to you. Yeah. I'll get a smack.
Well, you didn't get a smack, Henry. That's good. A few listeners saying, I didn't cry for 12 years at one stage when I was a young man between the death of my grandparents. Now in my 40s, I cry at the drop of a hat. Crap movies, cheesy music, it all does the job. I'm crying right now. Another listener says, I never cried out of happiness until I was about 50. Now I can't stop doing it. Maybe
I think that's
a maturity thing.
I think that's beautiful that people are finally opening up. And I know when I was young, you had to hide your tears. You couldn't show your emotion. And we do speak to Amy Moriarty, and I bumped into her in Portland Row.
When was the last time a man in your life cried?
Oh, probably quite recently. I'm sure in the last week.
What was he crying over?
It's probably something related to our child. Like, in a positive way, emotional. We have a small baby, so, you know.
So he was thrilled and delighted.
I imagine, yeah. But there could have been something negative as well. We were quite open with our emotions in our house, so.
So crying is good?
Crying is definitely good. I am biased. I'm a psychologist, so I'm very much in favour of people expressing their emotions and not keeping them inside.
And being a psychologist, you must have seen it all over the years.
Yep.
The fact that men, including myself, I'd bottle it up. And then I'd bury it. Then
yes.
I'd stand on it.
Yes.
And then I would nail it down.
Yeah.
And it is there.
Make sure it never comes out.
Never comes out. Yeah. And when it does, it explodes.
Yes, it can do. Obviously, my job is to sometimes try and extract it a little bit.
You don't want to go in there. I mean, anything could happen.
Anything. That's the fear. But actually, usually the tears come out and then there's a relief and it's actually not that bad. But that's
so
my job.
You would encourage it in your job for those emotions to be shown, for men, for young men of all ages,
yes.
to open up those
yes.
emotions.
Absolutely. Well, think of when we were babies. It didn't matter whether you were a boy or a girl. You cried. It's normal. And then we learn that as a man, for some reason, you're not meant to cry, but I'm allowed to cry. That doesn't really make any sense, does it?
And this is a very sexist thing to say. Do you think baby girls cry more than baby boys?
No.
The same.
That's nonsense. Find me some research that says that.
Takes you to bump into a psychologist.
Yeah.
This sounds to God, Henry.
And I know what I said there about baby girls crying more than baby boys. Like, I know it's anecdotal. Shopping centres, the baby girls are always crying more than the baby boys.
This is your research based on just you.
I know. I can't stand over it.
Okay,
I can't stand over anything.
Okay. Who else did you meet down in Portland, though?
Yeah, so I got to meet David Fitzsimons. He's a local Summer Hill lad, and he runs PT Box. So it's a gym and a coffee shop, and he's also a friend of Troy Parrott. And we start by talking about all the success.
Friend of Troy's.
Well, a friend, this is it. I'm a real friend, not like me. I'm very much bandwagon. I have the bandwagon taken out of the shed. I've dusted it down, but he's a real friend. And he talks about the successful people that have come out of Summer Hill.
The list goes on, like, especially here in Dublin, more in Portland Row, probably specifically, you know. Where can we start? We go back as far as Wes Houlihan. You have, like, Bristol Flood. Then you go down the road, you have Kelly Harrington there. Then you have Freddie Keoghan, who's one of the actors. You have Lawrence Kinlan, who's been there. You have, like, Emma Brennan, who's gone to the Olympics. I mean, it's just like...
Something in the water.
It's something definitely in the water. And then you have Troy, obviously, now, which we all kind of knew he was on the way, you know, to be honest with you. Very, very nice lad. Taps himself very well. Just delighted for him. Really, really happy for him, you know.
When we watched that interview with RTE Sport with Tony,
yeah,
that 3-minute interview where Troy Parrott opens up and yeah, shows emotion, a young man, 22, 23, is it, you know, healthy to see such joy, such emotion, such yeah, tears?
I think it is healthy. Anything that's like pure and that's raw, like raw emotion and something like that, I think it's just, that's the way it should be. And I think if you look back over history, you're going to get that with a lot of Irish people. They don't really hold back, especially when they're kind of, when it comes from a good place. And I think we all kind of understood and we all knew what was happening. Like, it's a lot of emotion for a young man like himself, you know what I mean? He has, like, the weight of the world, the weight of Ireland now on his shoulders to an expect. But for someone that young to show that amount of passion and class and stuff like that, it's amazing, like, you know, absolutely amazing.
Did you cry last night?
I wouldn't say I cried, but I held, there was a few tears there in the bank. Or I was probably too drunk and too happy, to be honest with you, to not cry. But very emotional, yeah. When I was seeing him and listening to him, I could understand why people would get emotion, you know.
And when was the last time you cried proper? And if it's personal, me? You don't have to tell me.
I'd say when my grandson was born, maybe four years ago now, or maybe Liverpool when he won the league, maybe something like that, Champions League final. Something along them lines is where I'd have to go to get there. So, but again, touching back on Troy, for such a young man to do what he has done, and it's understandable, the emotion, like, you know, really, really is. And I think it's something that Irish people can relate to. And I think it's a joy, and I think it's, like, it's really, really good. And I think the whole nation has got behind it. And I'm sure there was a lot of crying eyes there last night, you know.
It certainly was. One listener is saying that it was, he felt it was poor to interview him when he was so clearly emotional. But I think he was just trying to talk to him about how the game, I didn't think he was expecting him to
yeah,
be so emotional.
No,
and it's, from terms of TV production, it's box office.
It is. And players know that they've all signed on the dotted line that someone has to do an after match interview. They just have to do it, even if they don't want to.
And as you heard, Troy wanted to take the penalty. He'd be saying, I'll do the interview as well. I wouldn't want somebody else to have to do it.
No.
Right, so brilliant. It's lovely to see just someone that you might have seen growing up, you know, playing on the street, developing their talents to a point where, you know.
Oh, it's fantastic to know that, you know, this is a thing about soccer in this country.
Yeah.
What's the biggest sport in this country? I know the listeners will say GAA, but what are the kids doing? What are they doing on the pavements? They're playing soccer. That's what they're doing. Or perhaps they're watching rugby, but they're playing soccer. It really is so, so big. And this, I suppose, brings us on to Dublin Zoo. And Dublin Zoo have a parrot. And the parrot was nameless, but they've now found a name for the parrot. And the parrot will be called Troy. It's a male citron-crested cockatoo, and it's critically endangered species. So, you know, I just think that's wonderful. And I've seen a photograph of the thing. It actually does look a little bit like Troy Parrot.
You think it actually has a resemblance
yeah,
to Troy?
As in the human, as opposed to the parrot. Yes, it really, really does. But, you know, we will be speaking, and we are speaking to experts, and that we're talking about why it's good for men to cry.
I'm Dr. Karen Ward, a member of the Irish Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy. And clients often ask me, particularly the male clients, is it okay to cry, to emote, to show your emotions, especially in front of prospective female partners or indeed partners of any gender? And the answer is absolutely yes. We have come from a time, many of us remember, where the stuffing your emotions down, keeping the stiff upper lip, keeping the show on the road, meant that we didn't show our emotions as readily as we do now. In fact, the generation of young folk now are really good at showing their emotions. Some would say more so than previous generations, but it really is, from our perspective as counsellors and psychotherapists, a good thing. Because if you hold back an emotion, if you depress it, well, then that can lead eventually to depression. Or else it can come out through anxiety, because these are natural phenomena that we humans experience. And if we don't express them, then what happens is they get blocked and then they come out in inappropriate ways. So it, for me, certainly last night, it was a joy to see such an expression of emotion, particularly from the players, and Troy himself giving a lot of young people, especially young males, permission, if you will, to express that. In fact, traditionally, sporting events, and we saw the crowd last night, things like fun fairs, roller coasters, they were safe ways for us to express emotions, particularly those who find it difficult in familial or in friend situations where they felt they had to hold back. But with sport, with entertainment, with film, we can go for it because it's a safe way to do so. However, I certainly applaud and I'm delighted with the expression, go Troy, go.
Do you know, I think this is turning into one of the most pivotal moments in Irish history.
Oh, that's right up there.
Troy is not just leading us into possibly the promised land of the USA World Cup. He's leading us out of this wilderness of repressed emotion.
I think so. I think there was so much pent up, I suppose, disappointment in the Republic of Ireland. And that's all been released now with tears of joy and celebration. And, you know, I could be wrong here, but I think we're going to win in the playoffs. I think we're going to be based in Mexico.
Thursday midday,
we'll find out. We'll get more details.
Right.
And there'll be more on offer.
It's complicated, isn't it? It's
very, very complicated. But you've got to have hope. You've got to believe, just like the way this team have. And it's just absolutely fantastic.
And should we make it to the USA, would your bandwagon be coming out of mothballs and maybe making its way onto an Aer Lingus flight?
My bandwagon will be going to the playoffs and it will be continuing all the way to the Americas, wherever we are, Canada, USA or Mexico, 2026.
I'd love to join you in that bandwagon if I can. And if anyone else has plans, let us know.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.